1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome back to This is Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4, and Greg and Joseph, part 2 of the magazine, and we have several segments within the magazine, not just entertainers, but newsworthy events. And joining us right now from the city of Glendale is Julie Frazzoni. Julie, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having us on again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. This isn't our sports show, but it is our magazine show, and it is a newsworthy event. What happened just 2 days ago on Tuesday, a vote, and why don't you describe it, keeping the Coyotes?
Sure, absolutely. As probably anyone who lives in, you know, Arizona or maybe even the nation at this point knows, the saga of the Coyotes has been certainly longstanding. We're now on 3.5 years that they went into bankruptcy in 2009. And during that time, we've been working towards and on agreements with potential owners that would keep the Coyotes in our arena for the long term. That was always our goal. We've talked about it many, many times, how that was always the plan. And on Tuesday night, the council approved a management and lease agreement with Mr. Greg Jamieson, who is working to buy the team from the NHL, to operate and maintain the city's arena with the Coyotes as the main tenant. So I will tell you, we are almost there. The next step and really only remaining step in this process right now is for Mr. Jamieson to finalize the purchase of the team from the NHL. And then we should be hopefully ready to play hockey as soon as the strike ends.
Yeah, that would be good, because I know the fans, Coyote fans, and fans all over really the world, nation, Canada, all that, certainly waiting for hockey, and it's a shame it's gone on this far. I know there's some mediation, arbitration stuff, but we'll see what happens. And but I do think it is best for the city of Glendale from a long-term perspective. We've always thought that, and you know, there's short-term issues always in any decision you make, but usually the better investors, the people that have vision, really look long-term, and I think that's how the council looked at this.
Absolutely, and you're certainly right. You've hit it on the nail on the head. In the short term, there will be certainly some repercussions that the city has to look at in the short term. There will have to be some cuts to the budget to accommodate this. But when you look at it, and as was presented on Tuesday night, and really as has been presented in every study for the last 3.5 years that has been done, shows that the city financially, economically, is better in the long term having the Coyotes or a main tenant in the arena, helping Westgate, bringing in sales tax revenue.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just can't compensate for the more than 40 nights a week that they play in that facility.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, what's interesting is no town, no city, no state wants to lose one of the top four professional sports teams. And it's only could look good and up for the Coyotes. And, you know, I always said, and we've had you on the show many times, as well as, you know, Mike Neely, the president of the Coyotes, and other people, that, you know, with different, perhaps, an approach like Jamieson can bring, it could make a difference in attendance, and certainly with Dave Tippett and Don Maloney, of course, the coach and the, you know, great coach and great general manager, they have proven they have a great product on the ice. I mean, look what they did last year.
Absolutely. I mean, look what they've done actually the last several years,
yeah.
Dave. It's been amazing with all the off-ice turmoil that they've had to be so successful on the ice. And now we've got a gentleman in Mr. Jamieson who is top notch. I mean, one just needs to look back at his history. It's always been in sports, starting back with, you know, I believe it was the Indiana Pacers, and then moving forward to most recently the San Jose Sharks and what he did with that franchise. So we have someone who knows hockey, knows what it takes, knows about sports and entertainment. I mean, we really seem to have landed the perfect owner for the team.
So, Julie, do you personally, as well as some of the your colleagues, as well as the council people, do you feel you're a bit part of history? I mean, 20 years from now, when you look back and you see that perhaps the courageous decisions that you made really created more wealth for the city of Glendale. Tough decisions, I know, but do you feel that sort of situation within yourself?
I don't think anyone ever thinks of it at the time, Dave. You know, I think when you look back at it, the decision to build the Sports and Entertainment District took amazing vision from our mayor and council to take farmland and to build a stadium or an arena, followed then by a stadium, and all that has happened, hosting Super Bowls, really had unbelievable vision and foresight. And I think along the way, no one anticipated the economy and the bankruptcy that happened. But I think like anything, if you look at it 20 years from now in the long term, as we've tried to do all along, I think folks will look back on everything that's happened at that site as a very smart decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I'm also a CPA and a business consultant. You always have to look long term. I mean, if you make short term decisions all the time, you look 20 years back and go, wow, why did I do that? You
right.
know, if I just was able to persevere and stay persistent and determined to the ultimate goal, it usually works out. And I really have to congratulate the city of Glendale for sticking to their guns on this. And we really hope the best, obviously, for the city of Glendale and the Phoenix Coyotes. The arena is beautiful. Westgate is a phenomenal place.
Absolutely. And you know, I've seen some news just in the last week or so about some new tenants who are either going to be announced very shortly or just have been announced. And I think many people, Dave, have been waiting for this finality yeah. of the Coyotes deal. And I think you'll see Westgate continue to grow like it had been prior to this issue.
You know, and people that don't know, that have not been to other arenas, this is, well, let's put it this way. In L.A., when it used to be, the Kings used to play at the Great Western Forum, it was not in the best area. And I got to tell you, it was very scary if you ever left a hockey game early or a basketball game. Well, it was scary, let's put it that way. But Westgate is, like, phenomenal. I mean, it's such a big difference where you put, where the Cardinals play as well as where the Coyotes are, Jobbing.com Arena. It's such a safe area. It's such an upscale area. It's just a great area. And that again, is unique, I think, in many arenas.
It absolutely is. And I think we come back to that point, Dave, that the arena and the Coyotes really is where it all started. It was the first development to happen in that area. And now you look, in 2 years, we're going to be hosting a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we have BCS National Championship games and Fiesta Bowls there every year. So it's really done what the city's hope and vision was to create a sports and entertainment district really unlike any other. And so now, you know, we've had some three and a half long years with this Coyotes situation, but I believe, I'm hopeful that we are past that now, that we're going to move forward, and that Mr. Jamieson is really going to take us places that we could have only imagined before.
I'm excited, and I know you had a big crowd there at the city council meeting on Tuesday night. And I wasn't there, but I heard it was just a thunderous ovation when the vote came in.
It absolutely was. There were lots of folks in red and white jerseys there, and many of them who spoke to our council, and I think were very helpful. I mean, our council is elected to vote on behalf of the citizens and what they hear, you know, what the will of the people is. And I think the number of fans and the number of people who spoke passionately about coming to Westgate and spending their dollars really helped the council to be able to make that decision.
Yeah, there's no question. And we really appreciate you, Julie, as well as all the council members and the city itself a great place. You know, I know Craig Tindall, great city attorney, and just a great city, and just want to personally thank you for everything you've done.
Oh, and thank you, Dave. You've given us some great opportunities to be able to spread the message, and that's what it's about. The more people that know and know really the facts and can make an informed decision and then potentially can come out and support the team, the better.
Yeah, no question about it. We're looking forward to that. Julie, we'll have you on again, and we'll see what happens the next 30 to 60 days. Jameson hopefully closes this deal, and hopefully hockey comes back, and that would be very, very exciting.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all again.
You're more than welcome, Julie Frazzoni. Thank you so much for calling in. Of course, that's Julie, Director of Communications for the City of Glendale. Good news. I like that. I'm very happy about that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss more movie action, movie reviews.
We'll talk with Jason Mewes.
And Jason Mewes coming up right after this break.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory. When we started, he always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
At Birum Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.